Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the long wait's finally over. Golf's first major of the year is this weekend. Golfers are headed to San Francisco to tee off, and there's no better way to join the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate golf's first major of the year, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds and promotions all weekend long, and all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Every day of the tournament, DraftKings Sportsbook is boosting your profits by 30%. All you have to do is opt in and place a bet. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Just enter code KSN when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andrew P. Shea, Bob Flounders. Ross Tucker will be along a little bit later. So, guys, what do we have to talk about this week? Anything go on? Andy?
Yeah.
Andy,
We could probably do four news segments.
We probably could, but I think what we'll end up doing is at least two of them will, with you guys, quarter number one, and we'll probably continue the conversation in quarter number four. Let's start with the first headline. I'll start with you, Bob. Micah Parsons apparently has decided to opt out for the season, although I'm not sure there's been an official announcement, but it seems pretty much the case. He is out for this season, correct?
Yeah, this is going to be a slam dunk. I feel pretty comfortable saying that. We've talked about it. I mean, I think dating back to maybe March or April that this was definitely a possibility. He's in a unique situation, a consensus All-American, projected to be a very, very high draft pick in the next NFL draft. He's uniquely talented. He's only going to get better. Other than winning championships, I don't know physically if he has a lot left to prove on the college level. The scary thing is he can get better, guys, but I think we all kind of saw this coming, and the tipping point when you saw the Virginia Tech cornerback Caleb Varner, he declared out. He's a first round pick, and then right before Micah did, I think Rashad Bateman of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, who killed Penn State last year, another potential first round pick, decided to opt out. I think that this was always kind of a consideration for Micah. And I think that he's going to follow through on it. And I think that it's probably in his best interest. I know a lot of Penn State fans are probably disappointed, but a lot of the fans that I heard from, you know, on social media and emails leading up to this the last few weeks, they all kind of expected this. So I can't say it's stunning, but this is going to have, obviously, if football returns in the fall, it's going to have a very big impact on the Penn State football program.
Andy, what do you think?
So I wonder, it started trickling out Monday night that he was going to do this, and it is not a surprise. He has too much to lose. In a COVID-19 world, you know, in the pandemic with all the uncertainty and health concerns, the health and safety of a potential first round NFL draft pick at this level, it's compromised automatically, right? I mean, there's so much money on the table for him potentially that to me, it makes sense. I also know Micah pretty well, and I'm waiting for the announcement, and I don't doubt you for 1 minute, Bob, that you pretty much think this is a slam dunk. I just want the announcement to come because if you came out and said, well, Mike has changed his mind and has decided to play, that wouldn't surprise me either, knowing Micah, right? But I don't think it's a realistic possibility. I don't think it's a hope that Penn State fans that you should be holding your hat on. You should be looking at the other linebackers immediately and looking at the depth chart and figuring out how this team looks without Micah Parsons. I just think the adding the announcement part of it from the university and making it official, which I kind of wonder why they're dragging their feet on it. I mean, I know camp's about to start, but I just would get it out of the way and put the Micah thing behind you. But it continues to lag out, and there's a hint of intrigue of me in why it's drug out for a few days. But when it happens, it won't surprise me. But I still say I would not be shocked if there's a change of tune from Micah.
Well, what I wonder is if the university's waiting for Micah to make an announcement, and Micah may be waiting on Nike or someone else that he signs a contract with. You know, perhaps that's the case. But
signing with anyway, an
agent? Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they have something set up for how they're going to do the announcement.
Sure.
Bob, how prevalent do you think this is going to become throughout college football?
That's a great question, Jimmy. I do think that it's going to continue. I just think that once the leak is sprung a little bit, and once you hear some more stories about, you know, the Indiana offensive lineman, his mother, I think took to social media and said her son's very sick. It's been going on for like 2 weeks. Potential heart issues. It's going to intensify for sure. On a side note, and this is part of the news as well. I was a little bit surprised, pleasantly surprised, that Pat Freiermuth, Micah's teammate, who is a pretty good bet to be a first round pick as well, put out a tweet, you know, kind of pretty strongly suggesting that he wasn't going to go anywhere. He had planned to play college football. He wasn't necessarily have one foot out the door after Micah's decision. But I just think that if, you know, there are going to be agents involved. There are going to be families involved. There are financial ramifications. If you're going to be a first round pick or a top 50 pick, and there's no indication that we have the coronavirus under control, or it's, you know, you look at the programs that are really still shut down. It just seems to me that it seems to me like it's too big of a risk. I don't think you're really letting your school down. I think you're doing what's best for yourself. And I think you have to respect that, but I do think you're going to see some more players, some real popular players, make similar decisions real soon.
Well, one thing to keep in mind with Pat Freiermuth is he did have the opportunity to opt out and go to the NFL this season already. So, you know, that makes it a different type of decision. So you got to take that into consideration. All right. Let's get on to the next topic. The Big Ten released their schedule, and they are going to go with 10 game in conference. I'm not sure there were many surprises here at all. What do you think, Andy?
Yeah, I was, you know, I had heard some scuttlebutt that maybe they were considering a home and home and had looked at a 12 game schedule in, you know, in your division only, and a home and home series. In other words, two games with Rutgers, two games with Maryland, et cetera, Michigan. I think they followed the ACC model to a degree in the end. I mean, it's a schedule. It's conference only. They announced a while ago that they were going to be conference only. It was just a matter of how limiting they were going to make it. So there was no surprise at all in the release of the schedule. That's just my opinion.
And Bob, as a fan, I'm looking at this. Yes, there's only 10 games instead of 12, but throughout the country, the fact that teams are playing in conference, so we get more conference games and fewer of the Kent States coming in. And, you know, the Southeast Conference was notorious for some of those games and only playing 8 conference games. As far as scheduling and watching on TV, there's going to be a boatload of more really good games, is there not?
Yeah, looks like it's a it doesn't. So when you go conference only and you're in the Big Ten, there's very few layups on the schedule. You know, Penn State, usually their non-conference schedule is, they are usually looking at three, sometimes four games where they're going to be favored in all of those games. And it's a great way to get off to a hot start. You look at the schedule that they have lined up for Penn State. It's going to be, it'll be very challenging. Yes, they get to play Rutgers and they get to play Maryland. I'm going to be really fascinated by if the season does start, it does start on time. I'll be real curious to see how teams travel, especially when it's not, you know, via bus or, you know, it's not a short trip. Penn State's got to go to, you know, Indiana in their second week, and then they got to go to Michigan right after that. And they have a trip to Nebraska on their schedule. I just think be fascinated to see how these things come together. Be fascinating to see, you know, how the other teams are doing as well. And just, you know, there's a lot of dominoes, and it's a ripple in the pond. You know, everything's going to have to go right, not only on the Penn State end, but on the end of the team that they're playing that week.
Yeah, I saw somewhere, Jim. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you the, you know, having all this interconference or intra-conference games, that when you come time for the playoffs, if we get that far, you know, there's going to be problems judging teams if they've only played within their own conference. There's no cross-conference games. And with the Southeast Conference now playing 10 games within their own conference, my question to you, Andy, and I asked Greg earlier in the week, Southeast Conference champion has two losses. Pac-12 champion has one loss. Who's going to the college football playoffs, Andy?
SEC.
And I want an answer.
SEC. SEC. I didn't even need to hesitate or think about that for a second. It is going to be the SEC. They are the alpha male dog, despite Clemson's, you know, despite what Clemson's done in the ACC. The Big Ten has not fared well in the college football playoffs. The SEC has proven itself as a college football playoff brand. It's the SEC.
Bob, what do you think's gonna? What are the repercussions of either, like I say, a Big 12 or a Pac 12 team with only one loss as their champion not making it in over a Southeast Conference team with two losses?
Honestly, Jimmy, real quick, the way that the Big 12 and the Pac 12 have played in these things, I don't know. They could be unbeaten, and I don't know that I'd take them over a two loss SEC team. They're just not been competitive.
All right. That's it for quarter number one. As we said, there's so much news. We're going to pick up this conversation in quarter number four.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
We may not have the final college football schedule for this season, but we do know if the teams play, tailgating will be available at GoPSURV. Their off-campus site, located minutes from the stadium, provides professionally cleaned RVs, bus service to and from the game, and a safe atmosphere for tailgating. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 to reserve your RV, or go to GoPSURV.com for details. DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds and promotions for the first major golf tournament of the year. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.